You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. Hello, Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Court.
Why don't you impress us by telling us your big plans for this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. We don't have much going on this weekend. My kid is starting his first swim lesson. But other than that, we don't have much going on.
So it's the first swim lesson ever?
Yeah. Like, we've taken him to the pool and stuff, but he's never been to, like, an actual structure.
Those are so nerve-wracking. Remember when my kids first started doing that? You're, like, pressed up against the glass, like, just not even taking your eyes off them, you know?
And now your kids, Jeremy, are fish.
They are little fish, so it's very important that you're doing that, but keep an eye on them. It's nerve-wracking.
No, I'm sure it is. They'll be fine.
Yeah, you don't have to keep an eye on them. That's why they have an instructor.
Okay. I have stories, but I will not get into it.
Oh, come on.
That involved pounding on the glass.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Uh-huh. Because, you know, the instructors are of a certain age, and they're goofing around and, you know, not paying attention and...
I guess we'll be down on the glass too then.
Little Lila slipped off the bench a couple times and nobody noticed.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'll pay more attention.
I don't want to put the fear of God into you here, but
listen, some fish swim around at the bottom of the ocean. I mean, that's what Lila was doing. She was going straight to the bottom.
Maybe
she dropped something. I don't know.
Your daughter's a catfish. She's a bottom feeder. What do you want?
Yeah, she looked more like a rock.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, have fun. That's
great.
It'll be a great time.
Hey, how old is your son?
He'll be 4 in April.
Ah, it's a great age for it.
Perfect.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, you can do this. 10 seconds, sweet Courtney. Why don't you give us 5 online sites? These are online internet sites where you can sell your own stuff.
Ooh.
5 sites where you can sell your own stuff. Ready? And go.
Etsy, eBay, Amazon.
Facebook has Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook. Oh my gosh.
Nextdoor, right?
Nextdoor is a biggie.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans, you can sell your stuff there, too.
Oh, you can.
You're right, Jeremy.
So right.
You can get good money for your stuff on that site, actually, from what I hear.
I mean, not from personal experience, but yes.
A friend told me.
Sure. Courtney, you're delightful. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love our listeners. Here's Sarah, who's been patiently waiting. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Impress us. What are your big plans this weekend?
Oh, well, we have our first basketball game for a 5- and 7-year-old, so very exciting.
That's cool.
I feel like you guys are all living Jeremy's life here, too, because his kids play basketball,
too. That's all we do is basketball. You know, I was at practice last night.
Huh.
Yeah.
Although, hopefully, Sarah, your kids' team is a little bit better than Jeremy's.
They're so bad, Sarah. No. They're so bad.
They lost a game like 50-2.
It was so bad. No, they were multiple games. It was like in the 50s, and we had scored 1, 2, 3 points, you know. The coaches were yelling at our boys last night because they were all just laying on the gym floor instead of practicing.
Which might explain why they only scored 2 points.
They were laying on the floor, and then there was another group huddled in the corner trading Pokemon cards. And it's like, nobody is paying attention.
Oh, no.
So I hope your team is much better than ours.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts. We'll see. Good luck.
Speaking of kids, let's see how you do with this one, Sarah.
Okay. I would have failed
that
last one.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. You what?
I would have failed that last one.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Let's see how you do with this. I'm sure your kids have seen Toy Story. 10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 characters from the Toy Story movies. 5 of the characters in Toy Story. Ready? And go.
Woody, Buzz, Rex, gosh. Little Bo Peep and Jesse.
You know what? She's a winner!
Well done. You got it all in.
Yay. Mr. Potato Head.
The springy the dog.
Name, the kid's name is Andy, right?
Andy,
isn't that who,
yeah.
Didn't he own the toys in the first one or the second one?
Yep. Andy? He did, yeah.
Good job, Sarah.
Boy, I could hear the panic in your voice as you reached near the end of that.
Yes, I did. I'm like, I don't even know what a cartoon is.
Yeah, right.
Well, you are the champ. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to the show. If you'll hold on, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have
a good
weekend.
Means a lot to us that you choose to spend your mornings here with the Dom and Jeremy Show. And we will play Rattle Off again. How would you have done, by the way, with that Toy Story one? How many times have you and your kids watched
thousands,
the various
man,
Toy Stories?
Thousands of times.
Here's what I know. By the time I watched, was it the third one? I decided I would not watch any more of them. Not because they're not good. They are remarkably well-made films.
Mm-hmm.
I cried like a baby in the third one.
It pulls at you, doesn't it?
And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Dom in the theater.
It was too sad. And I was like, I'm crying at a cartoon.
And he's going away to college and leaving all of his toys.
If there's anybody who can watch that and not at least well up, I think you're a psychopath.
You have no soul.
That's right.